From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson calls for Iranian-backed militia and their Iranian advisors to leave Iraq.
Iraq is secure and stable, and as I indicated, has the ability to stand on its own. We believe this will, in some ways, counter some of the unproductive influences of Iran inside of Iraq. Certainly, Iranian militias that are in Iraq, now that the fight against Daesh and ISIS is coming to a close, those militias need to go home.
Tillerson has been participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif responded on Twitter, describing U.S. foreign policy as shameful and dictated by petrodollars. Tillerson is also visiting Pakistan, India, and Switzerland. Philippine Defense Minister Delphine Lorenzana said Monday a five-month battle against militants in the southern city of Marawi is over.
Military, the armed forces, and the police, aided by its government and the massive support of the Filipino people, have nipped the budding infrastructure and defeated terrorism in the Philippines. In crushing thus far the most serious attempt to export violent extremism and radicalism in the Philippines and in the region, we have contributed to preventing its spread in Asia and gave our share to maintaining global peace, stability, and security.
And the declaration came nearly a week after the country's armed forces killed two militant leaders. Those leaders do include one who had sworn allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday he hopes to use decisive and strong diplomacy to resolve issues in North Korea. This is VOA News. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the White House to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger after four U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier this month. Democratic Senate leader Charles Schumer said on NBC's Meet the Press he supports an effort by Republican Senator John McCain to find out the details of the attack, as well as the scope of the U.S. campaign against Islamic State in the West African country, as did Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What I worry about Africa, it becomes the new platform for people to come to. The ungoverned spaces of Africa is where the terrorists will come after you defeat them in Syria and Iraq and Afghanistan. It's a generational struggle. If you don't think it's a generational struggle, you don't understand the war. If you think it's limited to the Mideast, you don't understand the theology. It is spreading throughout the world, particularly Africa.
And both Graham and Schumer said that they have been unaware of the substantial number of the U.S. troops in Niger. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has also dealt with criticism for not releasing more information about the attack. A suicide bomber has killed 13 people in the rest of northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. A Sunday evening attack also injured five people. Two subsequent suicide bombings injured more than a dozen others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, but officials suspect the militant group Boko Haram is behind the violence. Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people during its eight-year insurgency against the Nigerian government in a bid to create a strict Islamic state in the majority Muslim north. It is the capital of the state of Borno and the birthplace of Boko Haram. U.S. officials are responding to news that an Indonesian general and his wife were denied access to a U.S.-bound flight on Saturday. A U.S. diplomat said Monday that there are absolutely no issues with the Indonesian Armed Forces Commander General Gatot Nurmantio's ability to travel to the United States. This was after he had been refused entry to attend a conference in Washington, D.C. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador to Indonesia, Aaron McKee, apologized for what the situation and how the situation occurred on Monday and said after the meeting with an Indonesian foreign minister that the matter had in fact been resolved. You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.